This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Bob and Tom Comedy Bits, check. Willie Griswold, check. Jess Hooker, check. Jessica Alsman, check. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Thank you, Charles. Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. I'm Willie Griswold, joined by Jess Alsman, Jessica Hooker, Jason Hofsetz. And it's the Eden season, people. So today, I nailed that, right?
I was so
worried about getting the names right, and then Jess and Jessica, that for some reason, it's the easy season, people. I got excited. Yeah, we're talking foods, baby. Yeah. Y'all hungry?
Yeah.
And always.
Stay hungry.
We talk about food on this podcast pretty much every episode.
Yeah.
But today we're actually dedicating an episode to it. And I think we've already dedicated like two or three episodes to food straight up.
We did a water episode.
I was going to say we did a hot dog episode.
That was hot dog water.
If we had done a whole hot dog based episode.
Oh, man. That'd be a tough one. There'd have to be some wiener things in there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Attack of the Wiener Man.
Yeah,
maybe.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Just throwing a bit about regular dogs to see if that helps out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Play a Frank Caliendo bit. Frank, does that work? No?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah. Pretty fun.
I like where that's going.
I feel like the last 6 weeks of a year, we eat more than the prior 6 months.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Wait, do you mean the upcoming one, like the holiday season?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. I feel that. Totally get that.
More food shows up at your house. You're just cooking more. You go to a couple meals that are huge.
Yeah. I went to a new doctor and she was like, I want you to go gluten-free, dairy-free for 21 days. And I was like, I'll see you in 2022. Because that stuff ain't happening right now.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Did you seriously tell her that?
Yeah, I was like, no.
Okay.
And I was like, do you want me to wait and do my blood work after? Or do you want me to do it now? And she was like, well, let's get a baseline. I was like, yeah, a baseline. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Mm. So got a glucometer.
But that's like, okay. Get it when it's what you've been doing.
So I was like, eh.
Aren't you already pretty healthy, though? I feel like you eat a lot of whole foods.
No. I am. You know how people greenwash?
Yeah.
Like, a good diet wash. Like, it's not real, really.
Okay.
I see both. She does eat
so
well, but then
50-50,
I'll see her.
Yeah.
She'll come in with a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme or something.
Okay. Yeah. He saw Jeff Oskey buy me one of those one time. I have one of those, like, once a year.
Yeah.
So.
I did see.
But I am 50-50. I would say, like, that's what I tell people. Like, this is a 50-50 body. Like, I do it. Yeah. Yeah. That's how I do it.
I'll do that.
It's junk, and then it's really good, and then it's, you know.
I'll have, like, quinoa for lunch, and then I'll have a burger for dinner kind of thing.
A little bit of fun. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. A little balance.
Yeah. It's like that. I eat popcorn a lot for dinner when my kids are away, but it's nutritional yeast. You guys know about nutritional yeast?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, yep.
Yeah. It's like, it's supposed to be like a cheese.
You sprinkle
it
on
all
it?
Over my popcorn. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite thing to put on popcorn.
You know what I put on there? The butter salts.
If you say hot sauce, I'm going to jump across this counter.
No, I put the yellow butter salt that they use when they make the popcorn. Like, they put it in the actual popping thing in the movie.
That's chemical. It's just all chemical. There's nothing butter. You should just melt some butter.
No. I melt the butter and then I sprinkle that on top of it.
Nice.
And then I got a whole system where I shake it. If possible, I'll have the person at the movie theater. If there's not a line or anything,
yeah.
I'll be like, can you give me just two large bags? You can upcharge me if you have to. And then I'll do a little mix and match action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They probably
appreciate
you doing it yourself versus them having to fill it.
Yeah.
Butter, salt, put more popcorn in, butter, salt, because you'll have people ask for the layers.
It's all about layering. It's like making nachos. You'd rather go wide than go tall. Unfortunately, in the popcorn department, you always pretty much go tall. There's never really a wide. That'd be a great invention.
That
the popcorn
be.
Bin, and it's wider than it is tall.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to the bit.
just, I love it. I love it.
I go on Shark Tank and they're just like, that's just a thing from the Container Store. And you're like, exactly.
Yes, but what if you cut out parts for your thighs so it just sat on your thighs?
Man, I didn't know where you were going with that.
That's, you know, cool, I mean? Though.
Yeah, like it just sits on your thighs like that. Yeah.
That's a really good idea. Okay. We'll focus on the popcorn.
Why don't we just
bin.
Make a bowl belt? I mean, if you want it convenient, just.
So here's the thing about
onto your belt.
Or a feed bag. Just.
Those are both great. They're good ideas. I'm not trying to shoot those. But here's the thing is that you want something that's as deep on the ends as it is in the middle, right? Mm. You don't want to walk. You want a pot, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because that way you can really layer everything properly. I'm getting to invest in this. We're going to do our first bit.
I love that. Obviously, Willie, this isn't the first time you've thought of this.
It's just always better with food. Width is better than height, right?
I think, so never mind.
You're going to say girth.
So girth is important.
Like if you have a burger, I hate like a lot of like steakhouses will do like really thick burgers with kind of like shorter patties and like a big massive brioche
That's
bun.
So dumb.
And it's a jam. I want like the smash burger. I want it to be wider than it is tall.
Yes.
I want just as much condiments. I want all the ketchup and mayo and lettuce just dripping out. Like Burger King, good job on your Whopper. I want it all over me.
Yep. Nice and gross. Same thing.
Nothing but processed foods for me, please.
Okay, we've talked enough about food. We got a little excited. But now we're going to hear a lesson about food from our pal Donnie Baker.
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker. I heard Tom talking about how he smashes a shredded wheat each morning before eating it. Mm-hmm. And I also heard you guys making fun of him for doing it. And I got to say, man, I'm a Tom on this one.
Really?
Hell, beating our food is just reverberating back to our instincts. Uh-huh. It's in our blood. Uh-huh. I swear to God it is. Everybody knows man is a hunter, gatherer, and a smasher. Uh-huh. And if you think cavemen didn't smash their shredded wheat with a club, then you're an idiot. And I'll say it right to your face. It's natural law, and everybody knows it. Man, all food tastes better after it's been harmed.
Oh.
I swear to God it does.
Really? Okay.
Ain't you ever had smashed potatoes?
Yeah.
And what do you think sloppy joes are? Man, sloppy joes are just burgers that got their ass kicked. And as someone who enjoys a good Slim Jim, I can tell you that to really bring out the robust, spicy flavor, you should smack it on a warm dashboard for about a minute. It's called tenderizing, and great chefs do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Same reason why we amputate our Oreos and marinate them in milk. Besides, man, it just feels natural. I mean, just because we don't hit a pig in the head with a tire iron every time we want some bacon, don't mean we should treat food with respect. Food may keep me alive, but that don't make it the boss of me. I swear to God it don't. And when someone says food ain't out to get us, then just ask them how they feel after they bite into a piping hot pizza roll and burn the roof of their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Or what about when you load up on like 40 White Castles because your neighbor bet you couldn't, then you have to spend the next day locked in the John? Uh-huh. That's food's fault, man. Uh-huh. I swear to God it is. And by the way, you still owe me $10, Mitchell. I kept the last three down. The only thing that came up were the pickles, and that don't count. Oh, and by the way, you know what puke is? That's just food that found a way to beat the system. Everybody knows it.
Get back to work, Donnie. Your break's over.
No, it ain't.
Just do it.
Shut up, Randy, before I tenderize your face with my fist. I gotta go.
The tenderized callback and a little bit of Randy at the end.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, is that the first Shut Up Randy we've heard on this show?
I don't know. We've played almost 300 bits. Sure there's quite a few Donnies in there. I'm not for sure.
For me, the cornerstones of the Donnie Baker impression, I'm very bad at it, but if I'm trying to find it, I'll go for a Shut Up Randy or a State Law or a Swear to God.
And my favorite thing he used to do a lot, there was sort of an era there where everything ended with, no, it ain't.
No, it ain't. Yeah. No, it ain't.
I wish you'd bring that back. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
This has one of the best Donnie lines, period.
Mm-hmm.
Sloppy Joe's or just hamburger got their ass
hilarious.
Whooped, right?
Very, very funny.
So, dismantled.
It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's going to change the way that I view Sloppy Joe's now, you know? Next time I eat a Sloppy Joe, I'm not going to be as excited about it.
When's the last time you had a Sloppy Joe?
Yeah, it's sooner than you'd want it to be.
I was going to say, we have it kind of often. Anytime we have ground beef, brown it, save a little bit to add some barbecue sauce later. Which
barbecue sauce?
Like a cheap Sloppy Joe. So not
like a manwich thing?
Well, not from the can. Just if you have beef, then you can just throw some barbecue sauce later. It's basically a Sloppy Joe. Or you could do ketchup and barbecue sauce. Or ketchup and brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we make our own Sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
And the base is ketchup, but there's other things in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you can do the fancy Sloppy Joe.
Damn right.
There was this,
there's no such thing as a fancy sloppy joe.
Check this out. There was a diner by my place in Chicago. They had something probably not politically correct called the Sloppy Jose.
Okay.
Pretty funny in my opinion, right? It was just a little bit of, it was like some sort of like French bread almost, and then some sloppy joe stuff, but there was an egg on there, and they used chorizo meat instead of ground beef for the sloppy joe.
That sounds good.
It was killer. It was like a great like hangover cure kind of thing. This was the diner that I would go to write like bits out to like kind of work on my act or whatever. And I remember like a few times getting there, getting the coffee, writing some bits. Then the food comes. And instead of being like productive and actually writing, as soon as I eat the sloppy Jose, I'm like, well, back to the house.
Yep.
Nap time, maybe a movie, some video games. So delicious. That, wait, by the way, one other favorite thing from that bits is the caveman smashing shredded wheat with a club. Yes. I love a joke like that. Like when like someone's complaining about sorting records in the 70s and you're like, why don't you just use your iPhone for music? You know, I love attributing the wrong technology. Like a caveman going to a different cave and they have little boxes of shredded wheat. that joke, it lets you go on your own journey in your head about how he acquired the shredded wheat, what it looks like. Is there a caveman celebrity on the front, like the caveman equivalent of Peyton Manning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do what you want to do with that joke. You can find it yourself.
And it just touches on one of the weird things that Tom does, one of his rituals, which maybe more people do smash up the shredded wheat. I don't know. I've never heard of it except for here.
I haven't heard of it either. I used to eat the little shredded wheat that it's just the plain, and I would put, we just talked about this in the green room, drops of mustard on it and eat it.
What?
Yeah, I know. But it's just shredded wheat. There's nothing sugary or sweet about it. It is, it's like a, I don't know what it is. It's like a crouton.
I've got a little bow for us here. Okay. We were talking about popcorn earlier. Until I was like 20, because my friends in Boulder made fun of me so much, I'd put mustard on my popcorn.
Why?
Because it was just one of the condiments they'd have at the movie theater because they'd have it for the hot dogs. And then they took away the good butter salt that I liked at the movie theater I went to, I transitioned into putting mustard on the popcorn.
Wow.
I'm going to try that. That sounds interesting.
It doesn't sound bad.
Shockingly good. It's just salty, right? It's just a little salty connection.
Yeah. What about balsamic vinegar? I've seen that.
On popcorn?
Put on popcorn, shake it around. We used to do seasoning salt, Lowry's, on ours. All the time as kids.
Lowry's is good on anything.
Yeah, that's true.
What is wrong with you people? Just eat the popcorn.
I know. I do. I love a good just white popcorn.
I do love kettle corn. Yeah. But that's just basically a little sweet and salty. Yeah. But boy, the mustard, the balsamic, the...
I love popcorn, I will find lots of ways to eat it.
And do you make it from the kernel? What do you do?
Oh, God, no. Yeah, yes, of course. I don't eat microwave popcorn.
I'm just asking.
No, that's... Bleh. Gross.
When you said the kernel, in a bag.
When you said the kernel, the fat guy in my head was like, KFC. Yeah.
I went like, no, I'm like, yeah, the bowl. You got the corn on the bowl.
There you go.
Mashed potatoes.
No, gravy. I actually just got a big batch from the farmer's market last week, and I'm looking real forward to trying it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I recall whenever you did the Jiffy Pop back in the day, that wasn't that good. There was something real bland about it. Is that fair?
I don't remember, because we always had, we always did our stovetop with a turn thing. Mm. I just put mine in a pot and shake it while it's on top. But yeah, my dad always did it like that with like a whole stick of butter in there.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah, he's a good dad.
He cares.
He wanted to taste good, right?
He also would deep fry us big baskets of French fries when we had sleepovers with our friends. And it would be like, I mean, just because we had a fry daddy on our countertop.
Mm-hmm.
At all times.
Absolutely. With grease in it.
With grease in it.
At room temperature that's kind of solidified. Right?
Yes. Well,
no,
oh,
you know what?
It makes it easier.
I think my mom put it in the fridge.
Oh, see, ours just sat out. So it was always, was room temperature. Yep. It was ready to go. And I don't know if we ever changed that grease. We just added more to it. But he would do French fries from Schwan Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we would have this huge, huge plate of French fries and then a giant bowl of ketchup in the middle, right? And he would bring them to us and our friends were like, this is amazing. You know, like this is the best snack ever. And we would all dig in and he would have loaded that up with the hottest hot sauce he could find just to be a jerk and watch all of us kids freak out and scream.
No.
So I got to the point where my brother and I knew and we would just go, okay,
these are good french fries. Good luck, everybody.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, we wouldn't eat them, but my dad loved to pull jokes like that.
That's so fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, it's so funny to be like, I'm going to pull a prank, but in doing so, you make a really thoughtful snack for your daughter and all your friends.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm a bad dad. I'm going to spend 35 minutes. I'm getting the oil ready. I'm getting the crinkle press out. I don't know what he's got. Let's get into our next bit. Around this time of the year, it's always great to support a local restaurant.
The next time you're traveling, don't forget about the historical and beautiful state of Illinois. Catch a Cubs game at Wrigley Field in Chicago, hit a riverboat casino in Peoria, and make sure you visit the charming community of Effingham, Illinois, where Interstate 70 meets the Little Wabash River.
And whenever you're in Effingham, visit the Effinghouse Family Restaurant.
Founded in 1854 by the corpulent railroad magnate, Colonel Harry S. Effing, the Effinghouse Family Restaurant is one of America's oldest and finest dining establishments.
Start your day with a delicious effing country breakfast featuring an effing omelet with toast, grits, and a big effing beverage of your choice.
Or try our BED, the Big Effing Deal. Once again this week, it's effing ham and eggs.
For lunch, try the huge effing burger. And fried in a rich butter sauce mixed with big effing egg yolks, we call it the effing heart attack.
It's an effing experience you'll never forget. And what about dinner?
Juicy effing steaks with fresh effing veggies and a creme brulee that's effing out of this effing world. Or go effing nuts with a hot fudge sundae.
How would you rate the Effinghouse Family Restaurant?
It was the best effing experience of my life.
Rate this place? Well, yeah, I wouldn't give it a B. I wouldn't even give it a C, because it's effing A.
In Effingham, Illinois, it's the Effinghouse Family Restaurant. You'll have an effing good time.
Well, that was effing funny. Isn't there a vodka called effing vodka?
There is.
Okay, cool. I've never tried it, but I guess...
It tastes like vodka.
Is it from Effingham, Illinois? Are they playing in the bit? They're just having a little bit of fun?
Yeah, I think it's actually Russian vodka. But...
Oh, cool. Mm-mm. So I've passed Effingham, Illinois, I think once... And they don't really play with that that joke as much as we like to think they would.
They
you know?
Literally need a, what do you call it, a tourist stop for people to get T-shirts and stuff. Yeah. And then put a mural out there. People stop and take photos. Just like Weed California embrace theirs.
Yeah,
like, why not?
Well,
make some money.
Yeah.
You have to have fun with it.
I literally went, I actually stopped there Sunday. And that's what kind of why we're doing this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought of it. I'm like, oh, family restaurant. Oh, food. Willie likes food. Let's do that. So, yeah, that's kind of how it happened.
So it wasn't about Thanksgiving. It was just because Willie likes
food.
So we're doing this podcast.
A little bit. There's a little, you know, I usually kind of blend some stuff together, timing and whatnot.
What are you guys looking forward to next week for Thanksgiving?
I'm getting some, it was sold out. The place that I like, the local place, they sell chorizo stuffing.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it sounds incredible. Online said it was sold out, but I'm going to go down to Fountain Square, see if I can finagle me some chorizo stuffing.
Honey.
I don't want to make... So Sam and Lucy do all the cooking.
Okay.
I'm going to grill some steaks for Grandma Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which, you guys, I got Grandma Thanksgiving at 1 p.m. and then I got real Thanksgiving around like 3:30. That turnaround, I'm going to have a... inspired smoke session before the Thanksgiving, you know?
How are you pulling that off?
I have no idea. I'm very stressed about it. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Just bring containers to get to go. Like, take stuff to go.
Oh, that's true. Is everybody going to be at your grandma's at 1:30 and then go to your dad's?
No. At her place, there's only two people allowed in because of COVID stuff. It's like an old folks, whatever. Old folks. It's a retirement. They have a special name for
it. So you and your mom?
Me, my mom, my sister Lucy, I assume Sam and Pauline are going to make it because it's at my house, so it's right across the street. But I think Sam will be in and out because his Thanksgiving prep is very intense.
Yeah.
There's like a sous vide going. Yeah. There's a roast going.
Yeah, there's
a lot. He's collecting drippings for the gravy and like stirring. And
I've seen the pictures from last year. It was quite impressive.
It is thorough. And then my big promise, the charcuterie board, that's also sold out online. So I'm going to have to figure it out. I'm going to go down there maybe later today.
You want me to tell you where I get mine?
Yeah.
It's Goose the Market. So I'm just telling you, that's where I go. And we've done it there. I think this will be our sixth or seventh year that we've got it from there. And it kills.
There's
amazing.
A YouTuber. I can't remember if you and I talked about Joshua Weissman. He does a charcuterie board. But a little cheaper, but better.
Yeah. I've seen people do them. Mm-hmm. I have a girlfriend who put one together the last time we all got together, and she was like, hey, just FYI, this is all from Aldi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
No, you can do it however you want to do it. So the guy, the place I like to go, it's a guy I went to camp with. It's called Trick Eddie's in Fountain Square. If you're local, go check it out. Mm-hmm. It's like the great butcher shop, great deli, great food. And I just like supporting him because he's my pal.
Yeah.
And he runs a cool restaurant. But like, now they're all sold out. I'm like, okay, looks like you guys are getting a little too much support.
Yeah.
I miss my small little local place I can come into.
Did he set some aside for you, trying to hook you up, knowing that you're his guy?
No, it's like, not
like they
that.
Like they do, like, a, you know, at shoe stores, they always set aside the Jordans for the NBA players.
No, I do, but I hate that I even said that, because I would never want this to get back to him feeling pressure.
Set aside some ham for Grizzy.
No, remember 2 weeks ago when we were talking about turkey eggs, they're different than regular eggs, and I was like, I bet you we can get turkey eggs from this place. I texted the guy. He said he can maybe find them. He didn't get back to me, because this is his tax season. This is his one. It's the busiest time.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not going to bug him too much. But yeah, I'm going to go down to Fountain
Square. I did the same thing. I heard what you said about the turkey eggs. And so I called my guy, because I go to the farmer's market and I get duck eggs. And
can I say something, by the way?
Yeah.
Me and you, it's so weird that we both like knew people to text, and we had to look for turkey eggs.
I know. And so I text my guy and do you ever call people by their handle on social media, like when you see them in real life?
Yeah.
Like, it's DK Clayton. I don't know what his name is. Right, I don't know what his name is. Like, David Kevin Clayton. I don't know if Clayton's his last name or his first name. I don't know.
You don't know if Donkey Kong's his favorite character in Mario Kart?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I really, really don't. But he hooks me up. He'll get my eggs, my poultry, and a lot of my vegetables. He's my first stop when I get to the farmer's market. Hmm. And so I was like, hey, man, Tom needs some turkey eggs. And he was like, it ended up being like this weird, like, mob under, I don't even know what was going on, but he was like, I'll have to check with a couple people, we'll see. So he told me, they're not in season right now. It's a very seasonal thing when turkeys lay their eggs. So we will get some, we will not get them right now.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I have no clue how poultry reproduction works. Yeah. I have no clue how eggs come to be. Yeah. I don't know how chickens do it.
Yeah.
I'm very dumb when it comes to things. Like, that's
you're dumb. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I get chicken McNugget Happy Meals, and I'm like, eggs, whatever you've got that's got the yolk. Oh, I want that yolk
that's
in the
think
white
that's
part.
Chicken.
Well, you know what I mean. Shut up. Come on. But mac and cheese, mashed potatoes. That's about it. Charcuterie board? I have no idea. That even is.
And that's Jess, that I'm telling you, the charcuterie board is for you, because people think it's a little bit fancy.
Yeah.
And like, do it on yourself, do it on your own, but put like some little jelly in a fancy little jar and get some of that real grainy mustard and like put like a little bit of honey in there.
So basically the cheese store that's in northern New York.
Yes.
Thecheesestore.com. The cheese store nny.com. They basically sell you all the stuff in a gift basket that you just have to slice it up and put it on a
salty meats.
It's cured. Yeah, it's usually cured meat, dried fruit. Like Willie said, some condiments that are like fig jam or like whole grain mustard, that type of stuff. But yes, all you would do is literally cut it up and put it on like a wood cutting board.
What about fresh grapes? I always remember seeing
fresh grapes, but I don't know why that doesn't flow with me. I mean, I get it. I think it's pretty for the aesthetic. I don't think that it actually works. I mean,
I've never met anyone with more food rules than you.
Aren't all grapes fresh, by the way?
You ready for this?
Not raisins.
You got to do
Where are the Bob and Tom bits?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have fun.
This is ridiculous.
I'm busting balls.
If you're doing grapes, do the grapes that still have the tiny little seeds in there. Classy move. Classy move.
Or you're choking somebody. What are you doing?
No, you tell everybody. That's part of being fancy. There's the threat of dying. You know?
You know what? I can participate here. Have you had the cotton candy grapes? Amazing.
I have not. I have seen them.
Can I say something?
They're good.
Opposite of classy cotton candy.
But it tastes like cotton candy.
Let's get some fruit, but let's shove more sugar in it.
I don't know how they did it, but the squirrels like them.
I haven't seen them.
I've had them before. I've also had the grapples, the apples that taste like grapes.
Yeah, it's this weird crossbreeding that we're doing here.
Now you're talking my language.
I think it's kind of fun.
Apples that taste like grapes?
Yeah, there's one that's like that. They did a couple of different crosses with the grapes.
I think it's cool. Also, I think it's kind of an affront to God, but I don't know.
I don't like it.
Frankenfruit is a little odd to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That said, though, like, all fruit is frankenfruit.
Well, I mean, there's different hybrids of a type of apple. But
right,
when
right,
you're,
right, right.
You know.
And pears and all that kind of stuff. I get it. But
I mean, these are basically the jackass of fruit.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they're going to have spinach that tastes like oranges. Like, what are we doing here?
They just put a little grape and an apple in a room together with a bottle of wine and said, just have at it. And then the grape's like, wait a minute, I helped make this. And next thing you know,
we've got a custody war.
Yeah.
Bow chicka
wow wow.
Bow chicka wow.
When you said the Grapples. Jackass of fruit.
Is that the right metaphor?
No, but all that I heard is wow 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 wow. Yeah. This is Steve-O. I'm eating the banana that tastes like a cherry. This is Jackass of fruit. No. Okay, let's get back on track. Back to the meat and potatoes.
Isn't it jackass that a donkey and a horse get together?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but he
But those are still pretty full.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, but I just...
No, I love it. I love it.
If you were born in a certain era, you hear jackass, you can only think of Bam Margera, Johnny sure. Knoxville, and the fellas.
Can I just say, when they put the fireworks in their bedroom...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To wake each other up.
To wake the parents up.
Oh, the parents. It was the parents.
Yeah, Phil and April.
You know, there's... parts of it you think, yeah, some of this is fake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that was as real as it gets. Mm-hmm. That scared me. Yeah. If he had a gun or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
What do you, yeah. oh my gosh.
When I was in LA visiting my buddy or my cousin, my buddy came and my other buddy Mark came and then my cousin's friend came and this guy was like, yeah, man, Chris Pontius from Jackass died. And we were all like, I'm pretty sure he didn't. I think you're thinking of Ryan Dunn. He
yeah,
passed
yeah,
away.
Yeah,
it was really
did.
Sad. It was
yeah.
all over the news. He was like, no, dude, Chris Pontius from Wild Boys. The guy did part. Like, he was saying all the specific stuff.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, he died. And then, like, we were all like, no, he didn't. But the kid just wouldn't back down. And then I'll send a screenshot of Chris Pontius still alive to my friends to be like, that guy's a liar. I'm telling you. It's off topic. I've been thinking about that for months. Okay, so this next piece, maybe food related. Let's see. It's not a tribute to the late, great Eddie Van Halen.
Hi, I'm Bert.
And I'm Ellie.
And we're proud to announce our new breakfast treat, Bert and Ellie's Muffin.
The Bert and Ellie Muffin is delicious. But don't take our word for it. Here's our spokesperson, Eddie Van Halen.
Hey, thanks, man. Hi, Eddie Van Halen here. You know, I love munching on Bert and Ellie's Muffin. In fact, I was just telling my wife, Valerie, Bert and Ellie's Muffin is the best thing I've ever put in my mouth. Ah, man, this is finger licking good.
I bet.
This muffin is so good. Mm. I just can't keep it to myself.
Oh, mm.
yeah. I suggest you eat Bert and Ellie's muffin today. Pick one up on your way home, dude, and stop by Bert and Ellie's spot the next time you eat out. Look for the big pink smiling lips downtown next to the Y. Mm.
Thanks, Eddie.
Mm. I can't stop mowing down on this thing.
Oh, eat all you want, Eddie. Oh. You'll make more.
Bert and Ellie's Muffin. Oh. Come by and shove one in your face today. Hey, we'll leave the stereo on for you, and we'll turn it up real loud so you can hear it.
Bert and Ellie's Muffin, man. That's kind of in a genre of bits of salmonellas. Is it mayonnaise or
yes,
chicken
exactly.
in that one?
Exactly.
It's like
I played this one instead of that. Let's put it that way.
It's a pun. It's food related. This one has the added celebrity right. speaker, I guess. Celebrity
yeah, rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen.
Sure. And then not rest in peace to my father, who's very much alive, doing his cool, hi, I'm Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Wait, can I tell you guys something funny?
He was just doing a stoner, dude. It's kind of weird.
Exactly.
I loved it.
I want to tell you guys something funny, and none of you tell my dad, and don't worry, because he doesn't listen to the podcast. It's not going to get back to him.
Right.
Last night I was talking to my friend at an open mic, Carrie C, and she was like, hey, how's your dad doing? Like with the surgery mm-hmm. and everything. And I was just like, you know what? He's doing well. He's doing so well that I'm mad at him again. Now he's so healthy that I'm like, he's still a dick. I can't deal with it. Like,
we're right back to where we were.
In the hospital, like I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for everything I've ever done. You're the best dad ever, all this stuff. And now I'm so happy that he's healthy enough that I can be pissed off at him.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No,
it's healthy. Yeah.
That's good.
I think that's a weird part of the human condition.
Yeah. You don't have to feel guilty about it. Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
But what a weird, funny bit. I had to talk to these guys off mic about who Valerie Bertinelli is.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was Linda from Scooby-Doo? Does that person have a similar name?
No, they would look the same.
Okay.
Right? Wouldn't you say?
They're not
Linda.
Velma.
Carnellini or something?
Yes, I think that's it.
Yeah,
that's
they would. I would say that she is today's version of Valerie Bertinelli. She was in a show, A Day at a Time or One
Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time.
I mean, back in the...
Early 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did that. But she was beautiful. She was gorgeous. Sure. She was. I mean,
she had a cuteness too.
Yeah,
about
very
her.
Very cute, like that sexy cute combination that she could pull off. And now she's a celebrity cook. Like she.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she has a show on Food Network and. And she has lots of books. And yeah.
Were her and Eddie Van Halen together for a period of time?
Oh, they were. They were together and they were married. They had Wolfie Van Halen. That's Wolfie's mom.
Yeah, Wolfgang is...
That's Wolfie's mom. Maybe that's where I should have started. Wolfie's mom.
No, it's fine. It's just so funny. For the first part of this, I was like, I wonder why Eddie Van Halen's the spokesman of this company. Like, did they just pick a random rock guy?
No.
Well,
no,
and they got divorced in 07. So
they remained best friends. Yeah. They were very, very close for the sake of their son.
He remarried a... Jamie or a Janie or something.
Yeah, and even her and Valerie are very good friends.
Was it Jamie who was crying?
You know what? That might be my most random follow is that I follow Valerie Bertinelli on Instagram or on everything.
Does
she
sell a muffin?
No, she doesn't. Okay. No, I wonder if she's ever heard that bit. I'm gonna sneak in her DMs and ask her.
There's a few things, like Pat was talking about, someone that helped record his new record.
Yeah.
There is a song on that where he's doing sort of a Springsteen impression.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a direct parody.
Right.
But it's so well done. Yeah. They mixed in a live crowd beautifully. Everybody should go check it out. But it's so funny. It's produced perfectly. And I think that's a thing that if Bruce Springsteen heard that, he'd enjoy it.
Get a kick out
of it.
Get
a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think Valerie Bertinelli would listen to this bit and say, oh, how fun.
Yeah. No, probably not. And, you know, considering it's her deceased ex-husband.
So I've always wondered this, and this is, I'm not doing a bit here, because it sounds like a hacky bit.
Okay.
Is a cupcake just a muffin with icing on it?
I would say. But also, I know that in my muffins...
My muffin again.
My muffin. In my muffin,
boys.
When I do muffins, though, for this reason, I do half whole grain wheat is what I use.
Yeah.
So that muffin it up. You know what I mean? Make it less like a cupcake.
Which is probably why I don't really care for muffins. Not enough sugar.
Why would you eat a muffin when you can have a cupcake?
Right.
Yeah. Muffins are more bready and cupcakes more cakey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why is there a raisin in here? Get this out.
Cupcakes are more cakey. Muffins are more bready. Okay. I think that's fair. I think that's probably more of the distinction. Yeah.
And you know what? Alzi, I'm really glad that you said get this raisin out of here, because these damn fools in here, Josh Arnold, Chick McGee, they have their sweets with raisins and with oatmeals in them.
I think they only like raisins in an oatmeal cookie.
And salads.
You
both
know what?
Need them in it.
Do they?
I know Chick does. I don't know about Josh. But
I love
Josh
raisinettes. Raisinettes are amazing.
I love raisinettes too.
That's my movie theater candy.
Yes. Yes,
damn it.
That and snow caps.
I've got some in here.
You got the dark chocolate ones?
Yeah. Well, why would you even do that? Why are you going to keep having the milk chocolate?
Before
just give me the yellow box.
Before we move on, can everyone say their favorite snack food variant? Like not Raisinets, dark chocolate Raisinets, or not Hershey's bars, but the special dark Hershey's bars,
right,
or peanut butter Kit Kats.
Right.
Am I the only person that knows about all these things?
No. I'm
like,
with you.
Finally talking
my language.
Not the Milky Way. The dark chocolate midnight Milky Way.
That's my go-to.
Caramel swirl in there.
No, just the darker on it. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Y'all two got any variants of...
What was the question?
It's just anything that's not the regular. So not regular Reese's
all
Cups.
All pink Starbursts. They have pink or the all red Starbursts.
Really?
So it's pink and red.
Ooh, crispy M&Ms.
Crispy M&Ms are great.
Or the pretzels. The pretzel M&Ms.
I don't like pretzels. I don't like peanut M&Ms.
You don't like pretzels, period?
So it's really complicated.
All right, Jess, back to you.
I like the soft pretzels with the spicy mustard and the cheese. I'm kind of fine with hard pretzels.
Yeah.
I just didn't love them as a kid. They were my favorite snack, and so if they're at the bar, I'll have a few. But...
Mustard, I love pretzels and mustard, too, yeah.
If they're at the bar, I'll have a few. So I eat them. Yeah,
you eat them. Yeah, no, I would say I really like that this is a peanut butter Twix.
I said peanut butter Kit Kat. I meant to say peanut butter Twix.
That's the
best candy bar on the market.
Yeah. I like those.
Take Five is pretty good.
Take Five is Take Five, whatchamacallit. Like I have
those. Yes.
Those are
same
my
vein.
Two.
Yep.
Two favorites. But I also will do just a straight Nestle Crunch. I love a Nestle Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that little weird question I gave had a lot of traction, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Absolutely.
Usually we'd skip over that bar
yeah.
and talk about it after.
Usually
the
when we talk about variants of candy bars, it dies pretty quick, but that actually had a little bit of steam in that
engine.
Yeah,
there you go.
So let's go back. We're going to get focused again. We're back on track. No more distractions. Here's one from Haywood you likely don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I hate soup. I hate soup. You just never know the things that could go in soup.
What?
I hate soup. I hate soup. You just don't know all the things that could fall in soup. When I was a kid, my older sister babysat for me and made a bowl of chicken soup. But she couldn't make me eat it cause the parsley looked like fruit flies, so she broke a yardstick over my head. I hate soup. I hate soup. You just never know the things that could go in soup. Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote a Russian novel called A Day in the Life of Ivan Dasanovich. Ivan was eating some soup when he scooped an eyeball out of his spoon and didn't remember reading and in the ingredients on the can. Oh, I hate soup. I hate soup. It scares me to death. What's holding its breath in soup? Soup. Soup.
Wow.
That's a beautiful tune, Haywood.
A little song about soup from our buddy Stu, the genius of Haywood Banks. That is so weird. I'd never heard it before. I like Haywood has this delightful way. He'll skip through a line. He'll take a breath instead of saying a word. He'll if he misses up a finger position, he'll add a beat to the measure. It's like the opposite of what music teachers tell you to do. They tell you just to always stay cool, just keep going forward. And he'll kind of sit in it, but it's funny. It's perfect. It's charming. It's very hard to mess up and still be likable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but on here, that's what's wonderful about the show in general is when someone messes up, the vulnerability that happens and everybody's reaction, that is the heartbeat of this show.
Yeah, it's like watching people break on SNL.
Yes. You know? As long as it's not Jimmy Fallon every single time, it's like, we get it.
I still think it's charming.
Sometimes.
What was his name? Horatio Sands. That kid could not keep it together to save his life. Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I literally just crack up every time.
Yeah.
But there's just something so nice about it. It's something so sweet. I don't know. I love Haywood.
And somehow for me, it had a Peanuts feel. Yep. The piano. I liked that. I enjoyed that. That felt festive.
But in the sweetness of the song, he portrays his sister as this big jerk.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And the line, a yardstick over his head. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I mean, the visual that comes with just is, you can't not laugh.
There's probably, you know what, I don't know if he has a sister, if he has an older sister, or what the deal is, but
he sings about one in Fish and Worms too, right?
Yeah, he does. So maybe he does, because I'm telling you, as having siblings, some of you have those stories where it's like, I almost either killed him or got killed by him. That's how it goes.
Oh yeah. Treadmill fights.
Yeah. The last time my brother and I wrestled and fought, he grabbed me by the hair and slammed my face up against the fireplace. And I have a busted lip. And it was right before our Halloween party that year.
How old?
I was dating. But it was he was so sweet. He was such a sweet kid. And I would just lock him in rooms or shove him places, just anytime. You know what I mean? We would be walking down the hall and I would just shove him in the pantry and close the door.
Hmm.
Yeah. And put my feet up against the wall and keep it closed, and he would freak out and just mean things like that. But yeah, I was 16, so he was 14.
Yep.
And he just, it was over.
Did he have immediate regret? He felt bad. Don't tell dad. Don't, you know.
No, God, no. No, that's how I knew. He had no empathy. He didn't care.
Take that.
Yes. It was 14 years coming.
Dang.
Jason, I was hanging out with my sister yesterday. We got lunch. and me and my sister and my mom. And then while my mom was in the bathroom, I had this like weird instinct. I started like kind of like punching my sister and like messing with her, like not hard, just,
right,
like,
right, right,
goofing
yes,
with
yes,
her. And
yes.
she was like, she didn't say it, but she like gave me this look that's like, dude, I'm 30. Like,
<you're, laughs> oh my gosh, I thought you were talking about heart.
Oh no, of course not. She's like, I'm 30, you're 28, like grow supposed, up kind of thing.
That was yeah. supposed to be funny. It is. Heart's like five.
Right, right. Yeah.
We no. rest. When I go over there, my job is I pick the kids up over my head and I throw them on the couch. I throw
oh,
them
yeah.
on
oh,
vacation.
Yeah. Same they way with it. My nieces. My nieces are like that. But I, my baby sister is 25. And she'll come in the kitchen. Like I am 40 years old. I'm standing in my own kitchen. I'm cooking my own meal. And she'll just freaking check me. Like, just like, boom. Yep. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's family.
She was like, you suck.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. like, that's it, you know?
I do it to my sister and she goes, Willia.
Yes.
When she adds the syllable yes. to the end
oh,
of your
my
name.
Daughter Sama. Does
that. Yeah, so yes. funny, that's dude. A big one. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Family time, man. I'm excited this time.
I'm so excited fun. Too. I am excited. It's just going to be the girls this year. My brother lives out of state. He's right. not coming up.
Screw
so that kind of, yeah, it does. I mean,
teasing,
it sucks. I mean, yeah, but.
Chomp.
But with, yeah, Chop. yes. His nickname is Chop. But yeah, just with the three girls there, that's just like, it's a little tense. But we're all like either medicated or in therapy or like really trying to not be bitches right now. So I think it's going to be a good Thanksgiving.
I love that. Which one of your sisters is not trying to be a bitch right now? Because if there's three of you and you use three adjectives.
Now, to me, if you're all trying not to be, it's eventually going to blow.
It is, but usually.
And man, I hope it does about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And
yeah.
Then, you know, it's going to just.
I'd know, you know what? I think it will probably just make our mom the bad guy. Like,
okay,
we'll just sure. let it fall in her letter.
I think we're no fights this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Definitely a fight this Christmas, I think is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think we're going to set the roots.
Mm-hmm. You know, it rotates. It rotates. Like sometimes you go to one side of the family, the other side of the family. It rotates when the fight's going to be Thanksgiving or Christmas.
I did have to apologize to Lucy yesterday because I was just like messing with her. Like we were in the car together. And mm-hmm. then my sister goes, you know, Willie, you're not on the radio show right now. You're not trying to be funny. And I go, that's a low blow, Lucy. I was like, there he is. Then I apologize. I was being a jerk to her. What are you going to do? Let's go into our next one. Back to the meat and potatoes, baby. How about a super duper quick quickie?
It's time for the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
Why don't you come to bed early tonight, honey? I have to get up early for that Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot tomorrow. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah, baby, I'll be there in a minute.
This has been the guy who likes potato chips more than
sad. Yeah.
I have a feeling this is based on someone we know. And it's not the person portraying.
You know what's so funny? Because I usually listen to all the bits ahead yeah. of time, make sure, you know, I don't need to make any edits or whatever. Yada, yada, make sure it's
for sure.
It works.
Yeah.
And I did not listen to this one. And my brain.
You immediately
told
thought
me
it was going to be.
It was going to be Tom.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Chick.
No, I thought it was Tom that did it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, him insulting his potato chips.
Oh, no. I think Chick has.
How
like,
funny. All three. We thought of all
no,
three.
No. Chick has like, I mean, like a 6 or 7 open bag rotation at his house at all times.
Really?
Yes.
I am such not a chip guy.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I prefer a more you know, fulfilling snack.
Oh, I'm on the salt and vinegar chips right now.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a little salt and vin. I'm in. Yeah, I like all food. I just don't. I would rather have like a full. God, I'm so mentally
you're
fat,
not a
dude.
You're not a snack person. Are
yeah.
you a snack person?
Like for me, like a snack. A snack's like a small meal, you know?
Okay.
What I'm talking about, like
right,
a real.
Right, right.
A good snack is like a buffalo chicken wrap. Not the sandwich. Not
okay.
a full salad. A little wrap, though. That's a nice little snack.
But just because you call it little doesn't mean it's a snack.
It's
actually little.
Do you get groceries?
Yeah, well, I've been on the road every weekend for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
So just like really small trips.
Right.
Like last week, I had to get a bunch of groceries, and then I went into town over the weekend. It's like, great, I have to you know,
right.
throw half the stuff
so
away.
So what snacks do you get when you go to the grocery?
If I'm going to the grocery store, what kind of snacks am I getting? Sweet snacks? Or are we talking salty snacks?
I'm talking about salty snacks.
We're talking sweet treats. Sweet treats, I got a few things I go for. Let's go into salty. So I don't know. I get this like cauliflower mac and cheese that I like.
That's not a snack.
That's not a snack. That's a meal.
Yeah, we're talking about like
Little Debbie Swiss cake rolls. Like, or Little Debbie zebra cakes.
Then I guess
pretzels,
not a big,
chips. Nacho chips.
I
mean, yeah.
I like snacks a lot, but I don't go for them often. I don't really go for snacks a lot.
That's not bad. That I mean, if you're not a snack person,
he's a professional eater. Okay, yes, we don't just have snacks. If we're gonna eat, we're gonna eat a meal, even if it's a little meal.
That's what I think. That's absolutely exactly
100%. Okay. I get it.
Enjoy your one raisin and three nuts for your snack.
Yeah, thanks, Ozzy. Let's turn up the heat on Jason a little bit. Hell yeah.
Oh, almonds, they're healthy. I don't know.
I grew up on a weekend lunch. Yes. Okay, you put yourself a little sandwich, yep. And with that sandwich come some chips,
and a glass of white milk.
Yeah, back in the day. But to me, one of my top 10 foods, mm-hmm. like if you had to go, okay, there's only going to be 10 foods left on the planet, like barbecue chip has to be one of them.
That barbecue's your flavor? Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah, okay.
There's something about it. I mean, that's pretty, it makes me
feel
Max's. Good.
That's Max's. Max will always try different barbecue flavors. Yeah.
Yes.
But do you want a barbecue chip on your bologna sandwich, or would you rather have an original Lay's
on a bologna sandwich?
I don't put it on the sandwich. It's on the side.
You can put your chips on a sandwich, though.
I don't disagree, but if you do put it on a sandwich like a hillbilly does...
You know what, barbecue actually does sound pretty good.
No, a straight Lay's is the way to go.
Yeah.
Here we go. How do you feel about dipping chips that are not, there's no dip necessary?
Like what? Like a flavored chip into a dip?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Doritos.
That's
into
If there's
I said no.
If you have Doritos and you have the Frito-Lay canned dip,
yeah,
right? The cheese, and then there's a Frito-Lay bean dip. And you alternate, like that was a meal in college for me.
Huh. Well, original Lay's, and you can just use mayo. Miracle Whip.
French onion, man.
Yeah. French onion.
French onion where it's at.
Well, some people just don't want to go to the store, and they're like, what do I got?
Do you remember getting French onion dip? Do you remember getting French onion dip at the deli, and it was hard? It wasn't. Do you remember this? Oh. I am looking for this recipe. I need to know, people. This is a call to action. I need this. I need to know where.
Well, when you say it was hard,
it was like you know what I mean. Was it shelf stable? No. Like they mixed it, but it's like, was it cream cheese? Like how was it able to, like you had to scrape it across? Like there wasn't a dip.
I know
consistency.
What you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's,
I think it was at the Marsh grocery store here in Indiana growing up, but it was a sour cream and onion dip.
Okay, then I'm
out.
Is
this a cheese ball type thing?
It was like a cheese ball, but they gave it to, so it was somewhere between, Holdman, thank you. It was somewhere between a cheese ball and a dip. Like that was the consistency.
There's a garden herb cheese ball that's like by some company called like Bousin or something, like Bousin.
Okay.
I'll get that. You can kind of dip on the side.
Yeah, this is something when we would go to the deli at the grocery store, we would be like, okay, sour cream and onion dip in like a deli container. That was my favorite dip. I also think that on occasion they had a bacon cheddar flavor that was the same too. I need to know.
I like a bacon cheddar burger. I like anything with real bacon and cheddar in it. I am over bacon cheddar flavoring.
Yeah. I would get that.
Something in the green room was like a bacon flavored.
It was actually cheddar. They were cheddar bites with bacon flavor. Like it was a keto chip.
Tasted like dog treats. I hated it. I got really grumpy about it.
This is the most feedback I've ever got about any of the snacks that I buy in there. I'm always like, "What do you guys want? We don't care." But if I forget something that somebody wants, I hear about it. Mm-hmm.
I got a new thing I'm going to tell you after we do this.
Hey, Willie, you were talking about being on the road. Do you have a gig coming up?
Oh, yeah. Are we going to play this next bit?
Well, no. Play it now.
Okay, cool.
I want you to say it now.
Okay, so November 27th, so the Saturday after Thanksgiving, I'm going to be in Muncie, Indiana at the Cornerstone Center for the Arts. It's through Mad Hatter Shows. So if you're on Facebook, you can find the link there through Mad Hatter. But I'm opening up or doing a set before our pal Donnie Baker.
Is that with the Pork Pistols or no?
I do not know.
You don't know? Okay.
It's in Muncie, Indiana. Yeah. I'll look into it. I'll have the details on my Instagram. I'll post about it and stuff.
So here's my question. When you're opening for Donnie, do you feel like you should be a little more blue?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to play it pretty straight because I think that my act is already pretty blue. I cuss a lot. I say the word come on stage twice, and it's not spelled C-O-M-E. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
I'm a little dirty bird sometimes, but it is. I, you know, my hair is combed and I wear a collared shirt so people don't notice as much. No, I'm telling you. If you wear a suit, you can say three more F-bombs. That's like a rule in stand-up.
Oh, you are. No, you're. Yeah, no pork pistols on this one. Sorry. Yeah. I'm just double checking.
So just me and Don. I assume some other comics will be up there. It's going to be a really fun time. I hope so.
Cool. Yeah.
And I have a new joke for you guys. Check this out. I'll have the tickets in my Instagram. My Instagram name is Willie.Griswold. People ask me why. It's because my middle name is Dippin' Dots. Huh?
Nothing!
No!
Nothing! You don't like that?
No.
Middle name is Dippin' Dots?
No.
Your middle name should be period.
I'm starting a new podcast with Oscar. He loves Dippin' Dots. That guy, I almost said the F word. Okay. I'm not even wearing a suit. This is our final bit. It's our pal, Donnie Baker, and he has a lot of opinions on food.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. Many other days at my favorite pizza place, they sell it by the slice, and that's always the best pizza anyways. I swear to God it is. But I got in a confrontation about something I never thought I'd have to defend. I ordered a simple order of pepperoni breadsticks, and I love them. And I mean, it's the best of both worlds when you think about it. I swear to God it is. And to this day, I don't know how they get the pepperoni in them sticks. Kind of like the Cadbury egg. Man, Cadbury eggs are crazy and mysterious. Man, me and Scotty Winkler used to put Cadbury eggs in his old man's potato gun and shoot porta potties. I swear to God we did. Talk about making a thump. Man, to this day, his old man said we should get credit for being the founding fathers of paintball. But I don't like talking about it. And it ain't worth going to court over. But anyways, man, I ordered the breadsticks, and the kid behind the counter says the usual. He's like, you want cheese sauce or that red tomato paste? Melanoma. Anyways, I go for the cheese sauce like I always do. Then I look at my receipt and I notice, man, he charged me extra for the cheese sauce. Ooh. I was like, there's a mistake on my tab, sir. You charged me for cheese sauce. And he says, well, that's extra. I was like, no, it ain't. I bought the breadsticks, and I got a receipt to prove it. He's like, well, it's our policy. We charge for the cheese sauce. I was like, whatever, man. You can't charge for a dipping sauce. It's state law. Plus, I bought the breadsticks. That's a package deal fair and square. Uh-huh. I was like, that's like buying soup and having to rent a spoon. I said it right to his face. I mean, what are breadsticks without cheese or melanoma sauce? Hell, I felt like I just bought a plate of garlic dildos. So I threw them away before I attracted any. Then I demanded a refund, but I didn't get it. Something about he can't open a drawer unless I bought something else. Whatever, man. That's another scam. But I got my money's worth on the way out. I swear to God I did. I grabbed enough wet naps to take a sponge bath, and that's like free money. I swear to God it is, because you can go to high school football games and scalp them as rubbers. Hell, I made $14,000 doing that last year. And that's tax-free. Same way cheese sauce ought to be. I swear to God that's true. I gotta go.
That's Donnie Baker. We heard one of his signature "No, it ain't" that we were talking about earlier. And when I'm with Donnie, I guess this Saturday after this comes out, or no, the Saturday after that, Saturday after Thanksgiving, whatever. His band, the Pork Pistols, will not be there. But in a few weeks, I will be opening for Donnie. His band, the Pork Pistols, will be there. And my band, the Garlic Dildos, will also be there. So that's sort of fun. Jess, you were staring at me waiting to see where the hell I was going. You were so frustrated.
And she did not make eye contact you the whole time.
Also didn't audibly laugh, just smiled and shook her head.
This is very true.
Like a mother watching her daughter fall off a gymnastics beam. Yeah. Okay.
I wish through the years I would have wrote down all the things that Donnie made $14,000 on.
Oh, yeah. 14's always his number.
He seems like, is that, am I right?
Yeah, that's his funny. Like there was, when we would be, they would talk about, this is one of those random topics that came up, like things that were funny because of the way they hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Zany always said five. Five is the funniest five is number. Funny. You go five. Like, you know. They would have these those were my favorite green room conversations. Mm-hmm.
I get it. My go-to fake name for a guy is Dylan.
Yeah.
If I ever have, like, I'm hanging out with my buddy. Like, right now in my act, I have a joke about hanging out with your little cousin, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a cousin named Dylan. It's just a funny fake name.
Yeah.
The one I always use is Todd.
Yeah.
My kids love it. Like, whatever, Todd.
Whatever, Todd. Yeah. That's a good one.
I was going to say, did he pick 14 because Donnie's a Reds fan and maybe Pete Rose?
That sounds like it. He would have a correlation like that. Yeah, that makes
job,
sense.
Nice job, Allsman. Yeah, that could be just a tribute.
Allsman's a Reds fan. Why did I talk myself into third person? I was thinking about the cheese sauce.
No, do it the rest of the time. I love this.
Allsman's a Reds fan.
Allsman likes cheese sauce.
Hey, does Allsman have chips in her counter?
Allsman has several chips on her counter.
Oh, I wonder what all type of does Allsman
have. I'll take a photo. You all can judge me appropriately.
There's usually at least three or four.
Everybody, when you get home, you take a picture of your chips, whatever chips you have, even if they're old or even if they're from a takeout or whatever that you got with a sandwich, Willie.
And I will move the molded potatoes that are underneath them because.
All right, so we're gonna hashtag chip pick.
Yep, there you go. Okay. Hashtag chip pick.
Okay.
Yep, and we're gonna all post pictures of our chips.
I think I have like some Trader Joe's elote poppers from like last summer that'll be sitting
really?
Around. Yeah.
Oh.
Elote. What?
Yeah. Is that the barbecue chip?
No, it's like a Mexican street corn inspired thing.
We have a bag of unopened Trader Joe's barbecue flavor that we had never tried. We have that right now. And some other.
I have already stated on Twitter before with a picture that the greatest chip on the planet is the On the Border just tortilla type chip.
Really?
You can eat it on its own, but it's a great dipping chip, salsa, guac, French onion.
Are you getting a hint of lime? Or are you just going classico?
No, but I think they have some other flavors. And I'm okay with the lime.
I am too.
But that doesn't necessarily go with everything. Mm-hmm. I always put lime in my guac anyway.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks for listening to Bits and Pieces. If you want to see my upcoming shows, you can check it out at Instagram, willie.griswold, middle name's Dippin' Dots.
Osman does not like that middle name.
It's funny. It's so funny. I haven't tried it on stage yet. I hate all of you.
You don't have to.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Willie, what is it? Do you guys ever do? I know there's like Twitter Spaces or something. You can like just like open it up and everyone start listening. You know, live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should do one. Just talking food, just to see where it goes. I would just sit there and listen to you talking about food. I'd love it.
I can go. If it was structured, I could do 10 minutes on chicken wings, 10 minutes on sandwiches, and then I could do 10 minutes on sweet treats. Yeah, I could totally do that.
Okay.
But hey, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like it, review, subscribe, the whole thing. We'll see you next time.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
hell? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.